Songs like that tend to be my happy place anyway. You know, comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
For the mind, body, and soul, 106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, good morning from us, and thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it so very much. It's the 29th day of May. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And some things do open up. There's some good news, as long as it's done safely, I think, you know, and with proper safety and medically sound practices in place, I think everybody's ready for summer to begin. But it's going to take some different shape than it has in any past year, certainly in our lifetime, if ever. Let's start with something very local. And, you know, it's sad. Celebrate Frederick is a pretty big deal, and it's something that everybody looks forward to. Celebrate Frederick calls off pretty much everything through the beginning of September. 4th of July will go off with a fizzle rather than a bang. This is actually from the Frederick News Post. I thought I would just share their first paragraph of the story. All of Celebrate Fairfax other events through September 1st are canceled. The cancellations come due to COVID-19 and the concern for large crowds gathering, as we've seen in places like Ocean City. And, you know, unfortunately, we all are really literally so anxious to go do something and feel normal and have a normal summer. After so many weddings, even funerals and graduations canceled, we can't wait for summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to see the bell ring. We want to hear that. We want to see the doors open. And we all want to go screaming into, you know, the fond memories we have of the beginning of June, the end of school, beginning of summer. For a couple of months, it was freedom, right? We'd like that again, I think. So, you know, that's just the beginning of, sadly, I believe, what will be canceled, at least until perhaps summer, September or October. You know, there's Celebrate Fairfax. There's, you know, in Fairfax, Virginia, Montgomery County has festivals. I'm not sure how you bring 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people together and remain safe. I'm not sure. So that's what they're trying to. Well, the county fairs, you know, listen, a lot of people count on that. A lot of people love going, us included. We don't want to see that happen. So let's move on to what is opening up. But, you know, that's sad news. And I feel for everybody who's looking forward to that, including us. Today, Washington, D.C.'s stay-at-home order has been lifted, moving the district into phase one of reopening. Restaurants that have been limited to takeout and delivery will be able to resume hosting customers for outdoor seating only. I think that's really a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Because you limit the number. Everybody can see what's going on. You can see fresh air. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that's a cure-all for some of this. Customers will not be allowed to stand at bars. Tables will have a six-person maximum, and outdoor tables must be spaced at least 6 feet apart. The mayor's office says those guidelines extend to rooftops and beer gardens that are already licensed to operate. Very good idea, because there are a lot of rooftop bars in the district. And while they're a lot of fun right now, mm-hmm. rather be safe, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
The report delayed reopening of bars and nightclubs until the third phase of the city's reopening plan. Again, it seems like this was thought out. Non-essential retail businesses will not be allowed to let shoppers inside, but they're encouraged to implement curbside or front door pickup and delivery. That's actually worked better than you can believe. Even over here at Best Buy, you order online, you go to the door, they take your name and your order number, they go get the merchandise and bring it to you.
It's been very quick.
It's been very quick,
mm-hmm.
surprisingly quick, to get a refrigerator out of the back that fast and into your car, Jimmy. It's amazing.
Well, I put the top down, and boom, it's easy.
You know, we're all doing what we can, and sometimes there's some frustration in all this, and it's understandable on the retail end and on the customer end. But listen, cool heads are the smartest. We need cool heads more than ever now. We need big hearts and kindness more than ever. Barbershops and hair salons are open by appointment only, with distancing restrictions in place. Virginia's facing a budget shortfall due to COVID-19's impact on tax revenue, but there has been one silver lining: the boom in taxes collected from liquor stores.
Yeah. I need a drink.
See, state-run liquor stores, county-run liquor stores, not as dumb as you think.
No.
Virginia ABC gets about 18% of its liquor store tax revenue from licensees, such as bars and restaurants. Those sales fell to as little as zero, to 2.8% between mid-March and mid-May. Spending by retail customers, on the other hand, has skyrocketed. Never have you ever wanted to walk out of a liquor store with a 12-bottle box and feel like you were Superman carrying it. Stand back, I have kryptonite here. Consumer sales peaked during the week of March 15th when lockdown orders began, with sales up 59% over the same week a year ago. Sales in Northern Virginia alone that week were up 65%. Virginia ABC stores for that period, March to May, said that it saw about $25 million to $30 million in revenue growth attributable to COVID-related buying. The increase in sales at Virginia ABC stores has led to more jobs.
Oh,
listen, it isn't a cure-all for everything or everyone, but I'll tell you what, we certainly look forward to happy hour.
Absolutely. Well, then you realize, oh, my gosh, think how much money I'm saving by buying the liquor at the store.
Yeah, it does hurt bars and clubs, but, you know, it's a whole lot cheaper to pour your own. Starting today, Six Flags America in Prince George's County will be the site of a new COVID-19 testing center, and it's free. The governor's office said any Maryland resident who suspects he or she may have been exposed to COVID-19 may receive a test at Six Flags America in Upper Marlboro. You don't need a doctor's order, no appointment required. The state will also begin offering testing at the Converted Vehicle Emissions Inspection Program, the one in Clinton, I believe, starting yesterday. The full list of sites include converted VEIP stations in Hagerstown, Bel Air, that's over in Hartford County, Columbia, Howard County, Glen Burnie, over in Anne Arundel County, Owings Mills, Baltimore, Prince Frederick, Calvert County, Waldorf, Charles County, White Oak in Montgomery County, and Carroll County Ag Center, where you can also get a hell of a deal on a Black Angus.
Yeah.
Feel free to step up. And
just rather have a ribeye. Can we cut out the middleman?
Exactly. So if you feel you'd like to be or should be tested, please, by all means, those are free sites and available to you today. It's Jack Diamond and Jimmy Alexander, 106.9 The Eagle. Thank you very much for listening, and good morning. Just to let you know, going into the weekend, isolated shower or thunderstorm, we're going to see very close to 90 degrees today. Thunderstorm tonight, then tomorrow, mostly sunny. Sunday, mostly sunny, high about 75 to 80 degrees.
Jack Diamond in the morning, and the most music for your workday.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. Frederick County Executive Jan Gardner announced an expanded list of businesses and activities that are permitted to open. And for many, that's some good news. You know, we were wondering how pools maintain social distancing. That's going to be a tough one. But all retail establishments, retail businesses may open at 50% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Hair salons, barber shops, operations may resume at 50% capacity by appointment only. Additional cleaning and sanitation required. Morning hours will be established exclusively for seniors and other vulnerable residents at least one day each week. And I guess if you have a favorite barber shop or salon, check with them and see what that day may be or what their hours are. And I guess make an appointment and go. People have been waiting to get a haircut or a little touch-up, perhaps of color. Indoor worship facilities may open at 50% capacity. No more than 250 people may be present. Worship leaders are encouraged to implement the recommendations of the governor's faith-based task force. For all three categories, safety requirements include the use of mask or face coverings by employees and customers and physical distancing of 6 feet apart.
Well, it seems like we're getting closer to being normal.
You know, and what does normal mean is curbside so big and then the dining area outside so big. You know, it's hard to get some people to come back to work, especially in some of these jobs that are really tough jobs that may have been minimum wage or just above minimum wage, when at least currently unemployment with the additional $600 a week is allowing people perhaps who have not had a job to pay their mortgage or their rent and buy food and all the other things. But obviously, you need people to come back to work. This is really a catch.
Yeah, because you may lose, I think, if they open up and say, okay, come back to work, and you don't, I think you may lose your unemployment.
You lose your unemployment. So people are asking employers not to call them back. But, you know, employers go, we need to open. You know, I'm going to lose the business. So a lot of those tough decisions are being made, and, you know, the right thing to do is simply the right thing to do, in each individual situation. I don't think one size fits all. It's really tough, and our heart goes out to anybody who is on the retail end or the service end trying to run a business, and those who would like to go back to work, but you know, a lot of people don't want to. They want to telecommute if they can. A lot of people, and some people cannot wait to get out of the house and go back to work.
Well, I would imagine, I heard somebody talking about summer camps for their kids. Normally, their kids are gone a month or 2 months during the summer, and they work. And so that's a big issue, is how are they going to have their kids who are 8 and 10 years old, you know, who's looking after them when they have to go to work? They can't telecommute.
Well, and in a lot of cases for younger kids, how is daycare going to work with social distancing? You know, 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good luck that's trying to herd cats. And even 5-year-olds, you know, at kindergarten. My daughter, Amy, is a teacher in kindergarten. How is she going to herd 25 kids and keep them socially distanced and masks on? And, you know, every teacher, we're all dealing with this, period. Yeah. We deal with this in elevators with, you know, people trying to jump on an elevator where you'd have literally 6 inches of space, if that. So we just say, listen, we're happy to take the next elevator. Go ahead if you're in that big a hurry, because we're not. So I hope everybody remains calm and polite. And, you know, whether you're pro-mask, against mask, there are rules and regulations about this. And a business owner, you know, Governor Cuomo said yesterday, listen, a business owner has a right to say no mask. You can't come in. We're not going to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's an individual business. You know, we'd all like to believe we have rights, but you don't have a right to go into private property and say, I'm here, do what I tell you. But a business owner does have the right to say, this is our policy, well, and we're going to enforce it.
How many times do you see on a convenience store, no shirt, no shoes, no service?
Yeah. And in fact, Cuomo said, if it says no a shirt, no shoes, no service, it also means no mask, no service.
Yeah.
106.9 The Eagle.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
Truly one great song after another here on 106.9 The Eagle. That puts me at least in the mind of the summer. And warm and humid today to begin the weekend. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, 75. Humidity is 90%. Isolated shower, thunderstorm later, 88. Saturday, mostly sunny, 80. Sunday, mostly sunny and 70. Even going into Monday, sunny and 72 degrees. So it's going to feel like summer, although more pleasant. Did you see the sunset last night?
I did not.
Oh.
Beautiful?
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. It was one for the books.
What color did we have?
Lots of red and orange. Just gorgeous. Jimmy Kimmel is the only one working in late night this week, so let's focus on Mr. Kimmel and Jack and Jimmy's late night update.
County officials here in Los Angeles just released guidelines for reopening our schools, and there are a lot of them. They're going to have students walk single file in the hallways. There will be strict seating on buses, a staggered recreation time in the schoolyard. Basically, it sounds like a prison where you learn geometry. Classrooms will be limited to 16 seats spaced 6 feet apart, and there are also new rules for bullies at school. From now on, all wet willies must be dry Daryls.
Oh,
hate to hear that.
The wet willy, never a fan of giving or receiving.
Oh, no.
Yucky. It's 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings, and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, good morning. A severe thunderstorm later today is possible, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday look great, mostly sunny days. Actually, no mention of rain right now.
I know with parents, mom and dad, you have the fun mom or the fun dad, and then the real rule dad or mom. You know, somebody has to be the good guy, somebody has to be the bad guy. Now,
Lisa, in our relationship with Connor and our kids, who is the disciplinarian or good guy, as Jimmy says, or bad cop?
Oh, I think it flips back and forth, but I have to say sometimes I make you the bad guy.
Which is so funny, because if anybody who really knows Jack Diamond knows, he does not want to be the bad guy. He does not want to be the bearer of bad news.
No, not at all. And thank you for admitting that. I'm actually flabbergasted here. Thank you for admitting that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. You admit that to Connor now, Rachel, Amy, Ian, and Jenny.
They know better.
And then the funny thing was, I know with Pam, I can't imagine Pam was ever the bad guy in any situation. Then it leaves it to you.
So at least here in this relationship with Lisa Ann and our kids, at least part of the time, I'm the good guy.
Yeah.
In, you know, the relationship with Pam is so sweet. Such a nice, loving, nurturing person. If only fewer stencils around, they steal it. if only fewer crafts. Listen, I think what Lisa said is true, though, James. You have to go back and forth. You can't just be the good guy all the time, right? Or the bad guy all the time.
And you have to be on the same page. But I will say, with my mom, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you in the past, but my father left me when I was... four. And
any time is necessary or you need the help, you mentioned it. Yeah. But it's well used.
Well, sure. And, you know, not that that ever affected me as an adult. That had no lingering, lasting effects on me as a human being. Mm. I think I'm perfectly well adjusted.
So, Lisa, anyway, back to the good guy.
So now...
You've actually adapted everything in life that you've been tossed, everything you've been thrown, you've adapted to really well. And as your partner of 25 years and your buddy, I mean, I've seen every shade of James Flory Alexander.
Well, thank you.
Not only a survivor, my friend, you are a thriver.
Thank you. But I feel very lucky. I mean, I had a wonderful mom who loved and cared very much.
She smoked cigarettes and drank bourbon.
You know, I don't know if I ever told you this. My dad, you know, he had a drinking problem. And he used to go to the most rough, tumble, just awful, dirty, filthy bars, and pick my mom up.
The joke motor chain was rolling through Greensboro, North Carolina.
Thank you. Pick her up. So in my relationship with Richie, I'm probably the good guy with the dog, and Richie is the one who is tough.
I can see that, because you want Nixon to like you best.
Yeah, well, how could he not? Please.
So treats galore.
So today is the perfect example of how this works, because right now, Richie is on his way to the vets for the shots, the yearly shots.
So you made Richie take him, so Nixon wouldn't associate you with a vet and the shots.
Well, he will associate me with it later today when I go pick him up.
But see, you're the one who saves him.
I'm the one who saves him. And let me tell you.
Well played, Jimmy.
Let me tell you, he gets so, like any dog, he gets so excited when you pick them up from the vet.
No.
And, I mean, I will milk it, and I will get on my knees and just, and let him lick my face. And it's just, I'm here to save you.
And, of course, you let everybody in the vet office see that as well. Jimmy is the most nurturing dog I've ever seen. Oh, he's the best. That Richie, a little stern.
I had a woman, she wiped a tear from her eye watching how happy Nixon was to see me. And then, you know, later.
Woman is hoping you take her home.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
The late Eddie Money on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. What a cool guy he was.
He's the money man. I remember him calling, he's the money man.
Had the best time with him. Just a great guy. Left a wonderful legacy of music. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, thank you for listening. It is Friday, the 29th day of May. It's a day when, I guess, many restaurants are going to be permitted to try the outdoor dining thing and see how that goes. I think other than a chance of thunderstorms tonight, the weekend looks really nice for outdoor things. Saturday and Sunday, both sunny. Warmer on Saturday, a little cooler on Sunday, but no chance, at least right now, no chance of thunderstorms other than tonight, and it could be severe tonight.
Boy, I think host for hostess is that restaurants and bars around this the DMV and up here in Frederick and Hagerstown, they're going to make a lot of money.
You say you're getting a table?
It's called supply and demand, my friends.
We're going to return to the handshake with a $20 bill in it.
Well,
nice to see you.
Don't touch me. How do you do it now?
How do you?
Yeah.
Venmo. You know, that's a good question.
You have Lisa.
What?
Venmo.
What's your Venmo? I can. And then it's not even, there's no proof.
Is there a table available? Can you give me a time? I want to put it in my, look, Venmo's up. Venmo's open. Can I get something for you? A 20? 50?
Oh, that's great. You know, the other day I ordered to go, takeout from a place that you and I both like very much, and Lisa. Mm. And they asked, do you want to put a gratuity on this? And it's like, how do you say no? How do you say no to that?
We had a restaurant that would deliver before all of this. Mm-hmm. And when they presented the check, it was electronic. So they asked for your credit card, you would put your credit card in. The guy would hold on to the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And in giant numerals and letters, it said tip amount, 20%, 25, 30. So you were forced
to start at 20.
Yep.
And then there was a little teeny line that said other. And you felt, you know, if you hit other, you know, the guy standing there staring in the eyes, he's holding on to it. He has your food in his other hand.
Yes.
You're like, come on, man. But now, in you know, a COVID-19 world, we always tip at least 25%, if not more, and really appreciate the fact the restaurant's there. Somebody drove it over, if that's the case. And obviously, if you can't afford 25% or whatever you can afford, I'm sure they're very appreciative of the fact that we're tipping and hopefully have the money to do so.
But that's very much like what they used to do when they first started at grocery stores or drug stores or pet stores, going, would you like to donate 10% to a children's hunger group? It's like, how do you say no to that? Like, and then
you know what you're saying? We were here yesterday and donated then. We've donated this week. I'll see you next week.
Yes.
One of the popular pancake places does that. And I think it's great that they raise funds and they put all the little stickers up on the windows. I think it's great. But if you go in regularly, then you don't want to be cheap and give them a dollar. You know, you want to give them $5 or $10 if you can. But then it's like, wait a minute. You know.
I was in a situation when I was at a drugstore. I won't say which.
I know which one.
And they just bought Aetna, you know, the pharmaceutical, or the right? Pharmacy.
One bought Rite Aid.
Yeah, no, this is, but they bought like a insurance. They bought like some huge, you know, $1 billion company, multi-billion dollars. And they're like, would you like to give $5? And I said, hold on, you guys spent something. So who's got more money, Jimmy or this drugstore? I think you guys.
You know, the interesting thing, when they take your donation, they give it on behalf of themselves.
And they write it off, right?
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to ask somebody down the hall an accountant and ask that question, because I've often wondered if they get to write off our contributions on their taxes as a donation, even though obviously the money was supplied by their customers and their clients.
If so. I was a mom, I'd find out who the CEO of these companies are, and I'd call them and go, yeah, my daughter, Phyllis, she's selling Girl Scout cookies, and I want to know if you'd like to donate.
You know, it's like a telemarketer calling you at home, and this does work. You know, I'm having dinner right now. Why don't you give me your phone number? I'll call you back when it's convenient. Click E. It's 106.9 The Eagle. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and our producer, Lee Sam. Thanks for listening today. It's McCartney on The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Always good news to share with you, or a bit of a silver lining to this COVID-19 world we're living in. And I love these stories. Some of them are grand gestures. Some of them are simple. A 7-year-old kid in North Carolina found out his babysitter's prom was canceled. He's 7, found out his babysitter's prom was canceled. So he planned one for her and asked her to be his date.
Oh.
Isn't this adorable?
That's sweet.
His mom helped put it together in their yard. There was even a dinner with Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
Hey, this kid is rolling high.
Smooth.
Had an appetizer of peanut butter and apple slices. Well, you know, when you're 7, sure. That's an excellent appetizer.
Absolutely.
Becky, the girl whose prom was canceled, mom, tweeted, my daughter has been a nanny for this amazing kid for over a year. When he realized she wouldn't have a senior prom, he wanted to throw her one. He planned a socially distant prom, complete with dancing and her favorite foods. It's adorable.
That's very sweet. That kid's going to be very good with the ladies.
You know, he's got that smile, too.
Yeah.
He definitely. And he has on a little vest and a little bow tie. Looks like little Jimmy or little Harp. I mean, little Jack. A group of guys went fishing in Hawaii, caught a 220-pound tuna. They donated it to healthcare workers. The tuna wasn't thrilled, but the healthcare workers were going to eat well. That's nice to do. Tuna is one of the most valuable fish you can catch. You could sell it to a market if it's high quality for, you know, like $10 a pound. Some tuna can be, you know, thousands of pounds. Captain Tom Moore's idea of walking for charity has taken off worldwide. We've been following him, actually, since we've been here on the Eagle. He's become this international celebrity. A 95-year-old World War II vet is doing it as well. Last we checked, he'd raised over $25,000 for healthcare workers in Africa.
Man.
So this guy's very simple. He walked in his patio.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very small area where he could walk safely at, you know, his age, and said, listen, I'm just going to do this for charity. If you want to donate, you know, for every mile, feel free to. And people jumped on the bandwagon. And the donations for this guy, I don't remember the last figure, but I believe it was into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So anyway, it's just, you don't have to make it a grand gesture. Small gestures become grand when it touches people's hearts. A bunch of students at Princeton and other schools have used their time in lockdown to catalog and call out all of the bogus conspiracy theories that are circulating.
They've been busy.
They've been busy. Mm-hmm. There's sadly so much of that stuff out there, and they're debunking it. A barbershop owner in Columbus, Ohio, was worried the pandemic would put him out of business. Then he finally got to open up, checked his mail, and cried when he saw that a retired teacher had sent him her entire stimulus check because she wanted to see him continue to be in business and be able to support himself and his family and the other people who work with him.
That's so kind.
Man, there's a lot of kindness out there, Jimmy, and it's always our pleasure at least a couple of times a day to share them with you here on 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. Nice day today. It's going to be warm and humid, maybe a thunderstorm to end it, but Saturday and Sunday are looking really nice, mostly sunny each day. There's no mention of rain in the forecast for Saturday or Sunday. Monday, 80 tomorrow, and then maybe 72 degrees on Sunday, which is really, really pleasant weather. You know, we all like to take selfies and post them. In fact, we text each other. We like to share, you know, what we're doing, even in a COVID-19 world. If you happen to be out there on the grill and the steak's perfect, what do you do?
Oh, of course.
You take a picture of it.
And you want to make sure that everybody in your life knows that you've made a superior steak to them.
Is that what it is? Or you just want to share the bounty? It's funny because Jimmy and I, like most guys, tend to be grill and food focused. I think women, too, at least loves when we grill. So yesterday in my timeline on this date in history on Facebook, or I have a photo program. It's Amazon Photos. And every day it shows you the pictures you took for every year you took them. And I grilled a bone-in ribeye.
Mm.
And I'm sitting there staring at these five or six pictures of the bone-in ribeye. Of course, I turned my laptop around so Jimmy can look at it, because who's in the room who will appreciate it more than Jimmy? And was it not a work of art, a thing of beauty?
Bone-in ribeye. You can have your Picasso. You can have your Rembrandt. I'll take that any day of the week.
And you want the fat crispy.
Yes.
And you want it rare inside. Mm-hmm. But you want it obviously cooked. So when you just feel like, I've got to share this.
Mm-hmm.
There are many things I do poorly. I do this well.
Boom.
Please take note of that fact. When we're home, Lisa Ann's dad, Frank, has passed, and her mom has passed. But yesterday was Frank's birthday, and Lisa posted this lovely picture. I'm so glad that we take the time to take these pictures. Sometimes you think they're just silly. Oh, you know, it's just a Snapchat or an Insta picture. But they last. And eventually, those people who complain to you about, oh, would you put the camera away or put your phone down, they're going to be grateful that those moments exist. Maybe you do that little iPhone live picture where there's a couple of seconds of motion, a couple of seconds of audio. Those things are priceless now. And maybe you shoot some video. So put them in a safe place. Keep them with one of these programs like Amazon Photos. Photos doesn't do it, Apple Photos. But I think Google may, where you can look at this date in history. And on someone's birthday, you have those pictures available, especially somebody who's passed, and you want to remember them. You want to post something or send it to your brother or sister and share the moment you shared with that person. It's priceless to be able to do that. So we're careful about what we shoot and what we post. We try to make it a decent composition. If we're going to post it on Facebook for you guys, on Jack Diamond Show or on Jimmy's page or Lisa's page, we want the composition and the lighting to be good. Now, it's not always a work of art, but sometimes it is. We're generally very, very careful not to shoot in the bathroom, especially if we're not alone in the bathroom.
No.
Because, first of all, I think the three of us on the show agree, when you're taking care of business, simply close the door.
Yeah.
It's polite to the other person. It gives you a tad of privacy, whether you need it or not. If you have the closest of relationships, there's still a few things that should remain a mystery.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
And Lisa Ann and I have been together, I don't know, about 25 years. We've been married 20 years. We just politely closed the door. Mm-hmm. So this woman decided she would, you know, get dressed up, look hot, you know, put the aviator glasses on, the hat. You know, it's a look.
Sure.
And she thought she was looking pretty smoking, so she went to the bathroom to take a selfie and post it on Instagram. You know, apparently her and her boyfriend have a very open relationship. You know, there are no secrets because she didn't realize in the reflection in the mirror her boyfriend is tidying up after using the facilities.
Stop.
She's 22 years old. Shannon Butt is her name. Her boyfriend's butt, clearly visible in the picture, the selfie on Instagram. The picture was up for 37 minutes before somebody finally called and said, Shannon, love, please take it down. Oh, dear Lord, my eyes.
I just can't. Oh.
On the bright side for her.
What could be the bright side of this?
Her tweet about what was happening is going way more viral than her normal selfie ever would have. And she's pretty hot.
I mean, she better be.
At this point, she's getting better offers than the guy wiping his booty on the...
she's pretty smoking.
She's got that. It's that whole, that look with the ball cap, the aviators, you know.
Shoot. Oh, that poor guy. That we call
And there he is, Jimmy. Take a look at this. I'm not going to share it with you because we'd like to maintain our decorum here on the Eagle. And you know what Fred would say? Take that down. Take it down. Take it down right now. 37 minutes, 60 seconds later.
Yeah.
Take it down.
You're making a, you see, of yourself there. That would cause me to break up with that person. I would have to.
First of all, who goes in and takes care of business? You know, your smoking hot girlfriend there.
Shut the door.
Please.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Playing them all the way to the label because they're good to the last note. Hey, the weekend's here. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, the lovely Lisa Ann. Good morning from us to you, James.
Good morning. Good morning.
A little Facebook Live video if you're on Facebook or you have your smart device. Facebook.com/Jack Diamond Show or just at Jack Diamond Show. Listen, we're all grateful for those working on our behalf in this COVID-19 world, locally, nationally, trying to make sense of everything. A lot of restaurants are going to be able to serve lunch, dinner, breakfast on the patio with certain precautions in place, like social distancing, additional sanitation, space between us. And, you know, God willing, we don't have another wave that we're able to figure this out and really get this going, including today here in Frederick County. Washington County, the District of Columbia, opening up some things. Barbershops are on the menu, hair salons. So our only caveat in any of this is that let's just do it smartly. Let's not sort of rush in and, you know, make a still difficult situation worse. But the weekend's here, and perhaps with sunny, warm weather both Saturday and Sunday, after today, maybe thunderstorms, no chance of rain, that's good news. Now, in life, there are little wins, James.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the simplest of things, but little wins are those things that just please you so much.
Absolutely.
And could occur at any time, anywhere. Let me give you a few of these, and feel free to jump in if you have one. Feel free to drop one in comments if you guys are following us on Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. Receiving a compliment from a complete stranger.
Absolutely. That's nice.
Always nice when you get that.
Yeah.
A winning lottery ticket, even if it's only a few bucks. Now, if you get your money back, you feel like you're at least even, right?
Or if you spend a dollar and you get two, you've doubled your money.
Absolutely. Completing a do-it-yourself project on your own. For Jimmy lately, it's been cooking.
Yes, but there was a time I tried to make a TV stand, and it was going well until in the middle of the night I heard a collapse, and it was the TV.
Literally.
Collapse.
Well, what you need is Lisa Ann, who not only loves DIY projects, but she loves power tools. And in fact, for Mother's Day one year, she asked for and got a laser-guided saw. Oh.
Did you ever use a laser-guided saw?
Yes, just,
You got to come here so we can hear you.
I used it just to use it. Like, I found wood and just cut it because it was fun.
Yeah, we didn't have any projects at that point. Fortunately, our house wasn't falling down. Right now, we could use that laser-guided saw, which is in storage, to build a house.
Get a shanty and then improve it. That's all you have to do.
Anything that you don't believe you can do, you sort of jump into, even if it's a YouTube video that guides you and you complete it.
Are great.
Yeah. Small win, but an important win.
Absolutely.
Watching the sunset. And let me just say, last night's sunset, if Lisa Ann wasn't using my iPhone, I would show you a picture of the sunset in Ballinger Creek. It was just gorgeous. Perfect sunset last night. Traffic lights turning green just as you're approaching.
Boom.
Come on.
And you only have to hit the brakes?
You don't touch the brakes.
Perfect.
At that second before you are ready to stop accelerating and start braking, the light turns.
Perfect.
It's almost like your own little mini Grand Theft Auto. You know what I'm saying? Where you can do it. It's bam. Life is sweet for me.
I still have a vivid memory of a guy named Gary Winkleman. Gary Winkleman. We're driving in Burlington, North Carolina, and he did five of those lights in a row. In a row!
See, for guys, it's all about the green lights, good time.
Yes.
I will tell you, beating what GPS says... for your arrival time, if it says an hour and 2 minutes, and you make it in an hour and 1 minute, it's like the greatest day ever. And so the next time you have to make it in an hour. Getting into a bed with fresh sheets, right? Everything is neat and tidy, and it just, there's something about it. It's like a new pair of sneakers, sliding into bed with fresh, clean sheets. Getting an unexpected gift in the mail. Does that happen that often? Maybe the UPS driver, FedEx driver, but in the mail? The unexpected gift I'd like is that damn stimulus check. Actually, it's an expected gift. Waking up to nice weather. Nice today, but much nicer tomorrow and Sunday. No chance of thunderstorms. And this one, actually, maybe most people's absolute favorite little win in life. It's finding money in a pocket. And the more money you find, the better you feel about it. Even though, right, it's your money anyway, Jimmy.
Absolutely. And still, it's like,
because it's a little bonus that you have in your hand that you can spend immediately. Ice cream for everybody or shots for everybody. So be appreciative in this time of COVID-19 and all the unexpected things going on in the world of those little wins you find in life every day. It's Jack and Jimmy on 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hits station. So much great music here. And you know, the nice thing about this radio station, in addition to all this great music that we play every day, is the library is full of all of the cuts from all of the bands. So occasionally, they know we're completely incompetent at messing around with the computer here.
That's right.
So if a song that... you don't oft hear happens to fall into the playlist, well, you can't, it's on the air, can't take it off. Occasionally we call them cookies or Easter eggs or little surprises that pop up. So 106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. How are your plans going for Florida? Weren't you supposed to?
Well, we were supposed to go to Florida last Christmas, but we ended up not being able to go. And it's nice there because both my brothers live there and my mother-in-law lives there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Florida is great. It has one of the most beautiful beaches. Some of the beaches there, you know, on the West Coast.
Yeah, the Gulf Coast of Florida is fabulous. Most people think of Miami, South Beach, you know, maybe the beaches around Jacksonville, which are sort of more southern Georgia than North Florida. But it is a state that you can even get snow in Jacksonville occasionally. But the Gulf Coast is sort of, other than the spring breaky areas,
yeah.
I don't know if it's that well known, Fort Myers, some of those places.
And my mother-in-law lives in Sarasota.
Oh,
so it's really nice. And I'm like, well, that'd be fun to live down there. But there's an issue. When I was there for Christmas, I guess a year and a half ago, the problem was when we went to a park that was around this beautiful lake to go on a little hike, it had a warning signs that said alligators are present and they may go after, you know, small animals, this, that. And then the last line was, and human beings. Now, I want to point out that you're bearing the lead. That should have been the first.
Maybe. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm worried about our two little dogs, certainly worried about, you know, small children. It should be first thing.
Yeah, to me, you know.
First thing.
Turtles. No, fine. Turtles.
Not worried about it.
No, I don't care. They're fine. Okay, I won't use a plastic straw. I've done all I'm willing to do on the turtle front when it comes to alligators.
And you don't like turtle soup.
Oh, absolutely not.
You know, the turtles are safe in your world.
Thank you.
You can't control the alligators.
No.
You know, they're on golf courses quite often. That is a nutty thing about Florida.
Well, here's an issue about it. Not only, and you hear people there go, oh, you rarely see them. Well, I did see yesterday a picture of a alligator climbing a chain-linked fence. I'm sorry. They're climbing fences because in my mind, it's like, well, you know, if you have a pool, you'll get a fence. Boom, they can't get in there. What? They're climbing fences? And then, Jack, look at this morning. There's a video going around, viral. A doorbell camera records an alligator climbing a bench to reach the turtle plaque. They see, like, something from the home goods store that probably costs a person $9. And now the alligator is climbing a chair.
Thinking it's dinner?
Thinking it's that they'll be able to get it. I mean, is this...
I've lived in Florida 4 times. I've seen lots of alligators. Never seen them climb fences or walls.
And the weird thing is, not even like a alligator, rather a turtle that is just a turtle. It's a rectangle, and the turtle like picture in the middle.
That's like a 7-foot gator. That's not a little gator.
Right at the front door, right where the Amazon package will be dropped off.
But that's just it. I mean, that's an underwater scene, and it's not even a very good rendering.
That's the turtle. Point is that the fact that if they're that busy getting pictures of turtles, seeing Jimmy or I walk out, surprising them, we'd look like a buffet.
Oh my! God.
Because he's interested in a picture of a turtle. It is freaky that sharks in Florida, alligators in Florida, pretty much stay out of the water.
Yeah.
Period. Don't go near the water in Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to SeaWorld.
Yeah, go see them there. Orlando, lovely. Well, sadly, there are gators there as well.
Okay, I'm staying here.
Lovely to be here in Maryland on the Eagle. Got a
call from Jack Diamond in the morning and the most music for your workday. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Summer vacations are obviously going to look different this year. It's going to feel like summer today. Pretty good shot at a little bit of a shower between 1 and 2 late today. A summer thunderstorm as temperatures are really warm, a lot of energy. We're already at 80 degrees. And the eventual high perhaps 88 tomorrow, sunny and 80, and then Sunday sunny and 70. So it's going to feel like summer. What are you doing about vacation?
Yeah, I don't know if we're going anywhere.
A lot of people are just scrapping the whole summer thing, doing a staycation, trying to figure out, you know, what's next in this COVID-19 world. Because if you've been off work or you've been at home, obviously you want to get out and go somewhere. Do you have the money to? What's going to happen with airlines? Are you ready? I'm not ready to get on an airline.
No.
I'll be honest with you. There are one or two places that could probably coax me. One of them is Iceland. We love going to Iceland. They've had a pretty good record with COVID-19. You can't help but social distance there.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, once you get out of Reykjavik, the rest of the country is really probably one of the least densely populated civilized countries or countries with infrastructure in the world. So a new survey of workers asked if they're planning on taking a vacation this summer. The majority said no.
Yeah.
Which in and of itself is sad because, boy, do we all need a break from this. Now, again, what shape does that break take? The beach will probably be jammed and crowded. So your stress level and your anxiety will probably go up in a situation like that.
Well, you know, I brought up I'm married to a nurse, and I asked him, you know, don't you think we should go away and maybe relax? And I think he was like, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. And I brought up, like, the Zachary Taylor Presidential Birthplace in Kentucky.
Oh, for gosh sake.
And he...
That'll be empty. There'll be plenty of social distancing there. Wow. On no one's list ever.
Well, he's like, I don't know if really we should go away. I think we should stay around the house. So, okay.
I don't know. About a third of us are saving vacation time for later in the year when we hope things will be okay to travel again. About 25% won't take the time off because they're worried about money. Understandable. 14% won't take a vacation because they have too much work left to do.
Yeah.
Just can't get it done. That means three quarters of people say they won't take time off to go on a summer vacation this year.
Well, I know Disney is opening, and it's going to be masks and not the same amount of people going to be allowed in the park. And it's going to be really strange. Who's going to be able to afford to go down there for that?
Well, I wonder if the hotels will be any less expensive because the two biggest expenses are park tickets and the room. And if you have a family of five or six, dear Lord, the park tickets. That's a couple grand potentially a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're that expensive. Anyway, listen, your boss will probably encourage you to take some time. And he or she, you know, may have the motive of keeping the number of people at work down, but they also really, and I'd like to believe from their hearts, want to see you go away, sort of, you know, get things together in your personal life and family life and stop stressing about this and come back ready for going into Christmas and the holidays, right? Because a lot of people are writing off the whole year. I don't think we need to write the whole year off, but for instance, summer events canceled, Celebrate Frederick calls off everything until September 1st. That's a lot of events, a lot of things people wanted to participate in. Those were summer plans for a lot of people, so those have already changed. Do find something that gives you an opportunity to relax and at least take your mind off of all this, even if it's just planning an event with your family members at home that you've been quarantined in place with, because we still have to be careful of the whole social distancing thing. Some restaurants will be glad to see you for dinner or happy hour, and perhaps there'll be more new normal sooner than later.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander.
How many people are celebrating that they get their hair dyed and get a haircut?
I think a lot. And perhaps even have a happy hour outside at a local tavern or brewery or restaurant. We're going to go as slowly. And by the way, you are not required to jump in with both feet. If you feel today is too soon, go tomorrow, go Sunday, and go next week. The fewer people who sort of rush and crowd, the better. Because restaurants need to get back in the groove. They want to see you, but they want to see things orderly. So we're pretty excited about that. And again, with caution. I know some people want to throw caution to the wind and go, the heck with it, we've been good long enough. That's not how this works.
And I think a lot of people will want to get a pedicure before they jump in with both feet because those talons.
How's that going to work?
I don't know. I don't know if that's under the phase one.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Thanks for calling.
That's going to be tough.
Talons.
With talons, you know.
What a pretty picture you paint.
Well, it's bad when you have all these holes in your shoes from, like, God.
Lord.
Do something about
it. Some clippers? I mean, they're available on Amazon, like $8.
What, they get a buffer from?
Is it going to take power tools for guys? What? Now it's underwater.
Well, what are those things?
The sound you make was underwater.
Well, what are the, welder? What's the welder mask?
In a acetylene torch we're using now?
That's going to leave a mark.
You know, and this is going to be a long time before we're going to be able to do this. But doesn't a massage sound great?
Oh,
right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's going to be a while before they figure that part.
I think that was a hint, Lisa. I mean, get to it, darling.
Oh, that feels good, yes.
Oh,
well, we do, because you can't go.
Do you have a lot of oils?
Scented and edible, of course.
Oh, dear Lord.
No, I prefer root beer flavored.
That's just gravy. I think that's something different.
Lisa's cherry. Yeah, I mean, you do, but a couple. Have you and Richie done the couples massage?
Yes, we did. It was strange to me.
Was it?
Yeah, it was strange to me.
We did and loved it. Once we got can I be honest? I don't go to get a massage for conversation. I do that, you know, Mike, a guy who cuts our hair, love talking with him. That's very social. When you turn the lights down and you cover my little pale booty with, you know, it's time to be quiet. You light candles, play ethereal music, don't talk. You know, ask me, how's the pressure? Great.
Yeah.
At that point, let me be in, you know, a parallel universe.
Sure.
for the 45 minutes.
I'm with you because I am so fidgety as it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So even when I get a haircut, I bring something like a book or I'm reading. So you know I'm not chit-chatting because I'm reading. I'm focused on something.
Do all your books have hair in them?
Well, it just goes... Well, the lady brings a little.
She give your book a trim. Take a little off the binding, please.
That bibliography is a little tough there. But you know the little wind. What is it? The little hose that blows air on you.
What is that thing called? I think you've just identified it.
What is it called? What is that thing? The scissors that they take your hair and cut it. What is that thing called?
A Flowbee.
No. I was saying the scissors. But the
plinking shears.
Well. Like, what are you?
With the hedge trimmers.
What are you cutting? A hedge? What's going on here?
You only wish you had no hair for a hedge trimmer.
That's a bolt cutter. What are you doing there? But I'm with you. So one time I was getting a massage, and it was, I guess I had a runny nose at that point, and my face is in that thing, and I had to stop them and go, I cannot get a massage today. They're like, why? They're like, because it seems like my sinuses are clearing right now, whatever... eucalyptus they had in there. It was like they put Vicks vapor rub right on my forehead.
That's one of the things in there.
Yeah.
That menthol.
Yeah, that would.
So you had to leave?
I had to leave. Or like, can you just do the front part? And it's like, and that sounded inappropriate, which I did not mean.
What convenient excuse for flipping over early.
Yeah, I got a runny nose. That's it. What do I tip on this? So I can't go back there anymore.
You and Robert Kraft, same problem.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
Million-selling song out of the heartbreak between Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. And thank you, Mick Fleetwood, for jumping into their relationship. We got a great album out of it, though. It's 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station.
Poor guy got kicked out of the band.
Yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah.
Just wrong. And now they're out there performing all of his songs without him, which is...
How do you sing that song, Go Your Own Way? Well, your way was right out of the band. Get the hell out of here.
Well, Stevie has an issue with him. Apparently, he likes the spotlight as much as she does. He's a great player and a great guy.
Lindsey Buckingham, it's just... Could you imagine the heartbreak still, you know, from
yes.
the 70s today, still...
Yes.
And this hurt worse because it didn't hurt his heart. It hurt his wallet.
Well, it hurt both, I think. I think it still hurts his heart that they came into the band as Buckingham Nicks, their own little duo. And Mick and John and Christine were happy to see him. And, you know, they definitely altered the sound of Fleetwood Mac. And the songs became more like that as opposed to Heroes Are Hard to Find, a great Christine McVie song. But the band still does that as well. So the band really expanded its repertoire and its abilities with those two. And also dating possibilities for Mick Fleetwood, which is the problem in that band. And Mick will fully admit it. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Mick told us, we used to hang out with Mick quite a bit when he had a club in Washington, Alexandria, called Fleetwood's, amazingly. He said he put $5 million in Fleetwood Mac money up his nose. And that was one of the problems at that time, is it was a free-for-all. And he thought, you know, relationships are inconvenient. And we'll just have a relationship with everybody. We'll be one big happy family. It happened to a lot of other mamas and papas. I mean, you can name so many bands. Yoko Ono and the Beatles. It's always about women.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
See, the Go-Go's were like, nothing happened here. We're still together. We're buddies.
Yeah, no. Belinda Carlisle wanted her own solo career, and that's what happened to the Go-Go's.
Wilson sister says, it's easy when your heart, we're sisters.
You know, it's funny because the two actual sisters and Wilson sisters probably, you know, it was China Phillips from the
Wilson,
Mamas and Papas.
Yeah, Wilson Phillips.
Who learned that in Wilson Phillips. Well, you know, my dad was... a playa.
Yeah.
My mom was a playa, so I'm going to be a playa too.
Mm.
Don't hate the game or hate the.
No, you want to hate the game. You don't want to hate the
game.
I hate
them all. They broke up our favorite bands.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, the lovely Lisa Ann. Thanks for listening today. Boy, Twitter has over 330 million global monthly users. Did you realize that?
How many?
330 million global monthly users. But you aren't one of them. Why, Bunky? Your excuse may be found here on this list of the top reasons you haven't actually joined Twitter. It takes way too long to type out a tweet on your track phone.
That'd be difficult.
Same thing with a flip phone. I never understood texting when I had a Motorola flip phone because it was absolutely impossible.
You have to hit the A, you know, to get to C, A, B, you'd have to hit the
three times. I could never find the space, so everything ran together. Another reason you may not be on Twitter, the only time you have anything to say is when you've been drinking and you can't remember where your phone is.
That has been a problem for people when they can find their phones.
Yeah, it sure has been. You're allergic to insane conspiracy theories. Well, then again, you would just stay off social media completely in that case. You prefer that your online exchanges with strangers not result in your blood pressure spiking 100 points?
That's fair. More than fair.
Another
reason happening to me, yes.
Not to be on Twitter? It simply regurgitates misinformation, childish insults, and spite.
Yes.
Try to cut down on the avarice in my life. Yeah. I don't know about you. Another reason, you possess the depth of Rob Schneider and the sense of humor of Rob Schneider, actually.
That's deep.
It's very, very deep. You know, some of these are time-released jokes. If you have time later, laugh. If not, feel free. It's okay. You don't have to try every chafing dish. Is it getting warm in here? Just a little bit warm.
That's squash. I'll go on. Let me look at this.
Exactly. Oh. You'll lift the cover. And you know, the odoriferous nature, perhaps, of the seafood Alfredo may cause you.
Well, it looks like succotash. That can't be good.
Another reason you may not be on Twitter, you know, be good with words.
You know,
it was hard
words.
To get that out without correcting it.
Your brain wanted to.
Exactly. That creepy Tom from MySpace threatened you with bodily harm if you joined.
Still, I like that. I like Tom.
Okay.
Yes.
Wasn't sure if you'd.
I got it.
And the number one reason that you may not have joined Twitter yet. It would just be too painful to get blocked by Scott Baio.
He's in charge.
He's in charge.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.